Live on your radio, stream via the Nova Player, or play Nova on your smart speaker.
This is Nova.
Good morning, Brisbane. Maham Kashani with you. A national cabinet meeting on men's violence against women will be held on Wednesday after a series of rallies across Australia over the weekend. Anthony Albanese says the focus should be on preventing violence from happening in the first place. At least 30 women have been killed at the hands of men so far this year. Two men and a woman have been charged by police after a brazen kidnapping in Logan. A 10-year-old boy was snatched from a park on Friday after claims he threw a rock at a car. His parents tracked down the alleged offenders in a dramatic confrontation and freed their son before police arrested the trio. The PM is expected to travel to Alice Springs for the first time in over a year. The town has been gripped by youth violence, resulting in a 20-day curfew. News Corp reports Anthony Albanese will spend one day and one night in the area. And new reports found supermarkets could be spurring on bad eating habits in Australians. Deakin University slamming tactics like including unhealthy items near registers and price promotions on junk food. And overseas, US President Joe Biden has used his speech at the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner to poke fun at himself and his rival, Donald Trump.
And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old.
Now, here's Mitch with sport.
Not the night the Raiders hoped for in Canberra to end round eight of the NRL. What was supposed to celebrate Ricky Stewart's 500th match as an NRL coach turned into a horror show, smashed 40-0 by the Cronulla Sharks. The result putting the Sharks back on top of the NRL ladder and pushed the Raiders outside the top eight. Earlier, Newcastle survived a late Dolphins comeback at Suncorp Stadium to win 18-14. And the New South Wales Swifts jumped ahead of our Queensland Firebirds on the Super Netball ladder after an extra time thriller at Nissan Arena yesterday. 62-all at the end of regulation time, the match ending the visitors' way 77-73. Big Box Cars are Brisbane's most recommended used car retailer with hundreds of cars under one roof. It's as simple of choose, buy, enjoy. Visit Big Box Cars today. Partly cloudy and a top of 26 degrees. Chance of more rain later this morning. Right now it's 15 degrees and you're up to date on Nova.